praise God. Good morning and welcome to Morning Motivation. 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. This is how we start our day off right, with fired up praise, word, and prayer. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams. I welcome all of the callers to the line this morning, and I want you to go ahead and get your word out. We will be going to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And while you're getting your word prepared, I will tell you that our focus for this morning is visualize your finishing line. That's our motivation for today, is that we will be able to visualize our finishing line. For those of you who are new to our morning motivation, it's held Monday through Friday, 15 minutes, 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 5:30 a.m. Central Time, and please invite others. Of course, you know the number is 323-870-4180. We start off with a very short word, and we do some explanation or expounding of that word, and we complete our morning motivation or round off our breakfast with a fired up prayer for the remainder of our day. Now, this is also part of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, wherein we're counting down the last 100 days of this year to establish a more fruitful 2017. So for every day throughout the remainder of this year, our morning motivation will focus on the focus for our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. And I post those daily messages on our website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, I believe everyone has had enough time to get your Bibles ready. We are going to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And I'm reading from the Living Translation this morning. And it states, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every encumbrance and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with endurance the race set out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And our morning motivation from this scripture focuses on visualize the finishing line. As a matter of fact, let's make it more personal. I want to say to you, visualize your finishing line, as this word talked about, running that race that is set before you. Now, I want to make it even more personal. Because remember, your lines are on mute. Every time you call in, I can't hear you and no one else can hear you. I do that purposefully so that you can really be able to just let go and let God eat your breakfast however you want to eat it. A napkin, no napkin, juice, water, whatever you want. This is our time between us and God. So I want to just give you a little teaching on this, which is part of our daily post on the Remove All Clutter Challenge. It says, remember when you played Mother May I? Simon says, in red light, green light. You could see that finishing line at the beginning of the game. So you would just hang in there till the end. Despite sometimes, you know, having to go back because you moved without getting permission from Simon Says or Mother May I, or sometimes you didn't freeze when they said green light, green light, green light, red light, and you fell over and you'd have to go back to that starting line. But no matter what, you would just hang in there, because even though you were sent back to the starting line, the finishing line, the end goal was always within your sight. And even when we played hopscotch, everybody remembers hopscotch, you would still hang in there, though sometimes missing the mark. You know how you try to throw your little piece of glass or whatever you had I know some people said glass, but depending on where you're playing, you had glass, rock, stick. Let's be authentic here this morning. You would throw whatever you had, and sometimes you would miss that square that you were supposed to throw it in. But you wouldn't quit. You just have to wait until the turn came back around to you. And you would wait patiently. Why? Because you could still see that last square. In other words, whenever the finishing line is in our vision, whenever we can see it, it is so much easier to hold on because we see the destination. And by seeing the destination, it always remains obtainable or attainable in our minds. I see where I'm going. I see how much longer I have to go. I know I can make it because it's in my view. But when it comes to real life, not just the childhood games, but I'm talking about real life, staying within the fight, staying within the battle, staying within the hustle of what we're supposed to be doing, for some reason, we are so quick to take our marbles and go home when things don't progress as quickly as we'd want them to, or we can't see that finishing line. You know how sometimes you're going on a very long journey. Maybe you're going to visit some new family members at Thanksgiving, or you guys are going to get together at a new location. So this would be your first time going there. And you're excited at the beginning. You pack up, you're ready. Everyone's getting their Thanksgiving jokes ready. But somewhere on the journey, you begin to get exasperated and weary, tired. How long is this going to take? When are we going to get there? How much farther do we have to go? You start checking the GPS to see how much more distance do we have, how many more hours, how many more minutes, and then you got to stop and take a rest, and then you need to stop and get some food, then you got to stop and walk around. Now, the funny thing is that the destination has not moved. The finishing line did not change. It is the same distance from when you first got into your car. But because it's taking a little longer to get there, God forbid that there be, a wreck or a traffic delay, you're almost ready to turn around. Well, I'll just see them next Thanksgiving. This is what we are doing in life. And for us, those traffic stops, those congestions in real life, they're our marital issues. They're our divorce. They're the issues that we have with coworkers. They're the problems and fights that we have with our families. They're the disobedient children. It's whatever happens that's happening in our lives at the time that doesn't go as smoothly as we like to see it, that becomes that congestion that tells us, let's just turn around and go home. But God doesn't want us to do that. As we are being motivated, as we're removing all clutter, God is saying to you, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't give up now. The finishing line is still there. It's still within your grasp. Why? Because I made it. I made the finishing line, says the Lord. I'm the author and finisher of your faith. I created you. I put that line right there, and I have given you an ironclad guarantee, an irrevocable covenant, not even a contract, because contracts are breachable. They are contingent upon a condition. But a covenant is an agreement, something that I grant to you, whether you grant me anything back or not. There is no bilateral promise for a promise required in a covenant like it is in a contract. The covenant is just from God to us, that he has victory in store for you today. But what he wants us to do this morning is to commit to finishing the race. whatever it is that God has placed in your life, your vision, your goals. Everyone's vision on this call is not the same, but you know what it is that God has told you, what he's going to do in your home, what he's going to do for your children, how he's going to release them from jail, how he's going to bring them back home, how he's going to make sure that they make good grades in school. You know what God promised for your marriage, reconciliation, restoration, happiness and joy. You know what he promised on your job, promotion and advancement. You know what God has ordained for you, that you should be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, that you should not be walking around broke. God has already put this covenant out here for us. Motivation. Hallelujah. Victory. But it is up to us as to whether or not we're going to finish this game, whether or not we're going to stay in the race. I don't care if you throw your little rock and it misses the square, stay in the race and just wait your turn again. I don't care if you didn't freeze when they say red light. Just go back to the finishing line and start over. It's okay. Because the finishing line won't move. I don't care if you didn't get permission, what Simon says. It's all right. Don't take your marbles and go home, because they tell you to go back to the start line. Because as soon as you go back to that start line and turn around, guess what? You'll see the finishing line is still right there for you. It's still reachable. Come on and begin to praise God. Remember, hallelujah, that no one else can hear you. I can't hear you. This morning, motivation is a group call, but it is also individual time, breakfast for you with the Lord. So begin in your own homes to say, Lord, I see my finishing line. Come on, tell him, God, I'm not going to quit. Lord, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. Oh, come on and begin to praise him. I want you to repeat after me. Today, I declare, I will not quit. Hallelujah. Say it again. Today, I declare, I will not quit. It doesn't matter. Come on, repeat after me. What it looks like. It doesn't matter what it seems like. It doesn't matter what I see. But I will not quit. I will not quit. Oh, hallelujah. I'm feeling that anointing. Say, I will be victorious. My family will be, repeat after me, victorious. My job, victorious. My finances, victorious. My soul, victorious. My spirit, victorious. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, souls are praising you this morning. Chains are being broken all over this call. Hallelujah. Let's get ready and go before the Lord in prayer. This morning, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We thank you for every person on this morning motivation and all of their families, their friends, Lord God, even their enemies. We ask that you bless them right now. Father, we believe today that we will run this race with patience. We will stay on the course. We will not give up, that no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. It's not going to detour us. The congestion will not remove us any longer, because we declare this morning that we visualize our finishing line. We see what the end is going to be, and it looks gorgeous, beautiful. I mean, it looks so powerful for us. So, Lord, even as we go throughout our work day, wherever we are, even at home, right now, we proclaim that the devil is defeated and victory remains in our lives. Everybody, please invite someone to the prayer call tomorrow. I mean, we're breaking chains all over the world. I thank everyone that has called in to Morning Motivation. Remember, this is 15 minutes of godly breakfast for your soul. You can learn more at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, this is your Morning Motivation. Go get your blessing.